Rolling.
All right, Sergeant Taylor, give us your full name, your home unit, and your home station.
Named Sergeant Justin Taylor from Kingwood, West Virginia. I'm in the 197th RTI, which is the Regional Training Institute in Kingwood, West Virginia.
Okay, and how are you enjoying the 91 Lima course here at Fort McCoy?
I'm really taking in all the experiences I can. The instructors seem well knowledgeable and educated on the pieces of equipment and identifying the features that we're learning. And so much the weather's been pretty nice, so Fort McCoy is actually a really relaxed area with very well-educated instructors.
Okay, and what are some of the unique things about this course that you have taken in the time that you're here?
I'm slowing down and really taking all the information in. Back home, I'm a technician full-time, so there's actually things that I've been doing as a tech that I've realized that I'm not following the procedures, it's actually to the code. So here I'm able to like slow down, really understand what I'm working on, and understand how it actually operates.
And in an environment like this, you get folks from all over the country, really. Are you gaining knowledge from others as well as while you're here?
Oh, yes. Yeah, since day one, we've all got together and talked and shared our experiences as to like what we work on, where we come from, and how our units operate. So every day we're learning something new about each other. But the crazy thing is the military builds you up to where you can just go into an environment, not know the person, but feel like you're, you know, brothers in about 2 days. So
I noticed that in just the short time we were here, you were working with the team that you were working with in identifying parts of the engine, and all of you were melding together to figure out to get through the tasks that you were required to do. In this career field as a 91 Lima, is that a really big part of doing the job?
Yes. I like to prefer to work in teams because what one man slacks in, another one might have strength in. So without being combined as a team, you might not be getting it done as quick, so everybody can split up, do their job they're more comfortable with, and then get the mission done and completed earlier.
Now, what is something you think people need to know about the 91 Lima career field that they might not know?
91 Lima career field is, you can take it anywhere, really. There's multiple jobs, even on the civilian side, you can go and resource and, you know, become a mechanic outside the source. Technicians in schoolhouses, they're always needed to maintain the equipment for the schoolhouses to operate. Basically, just servicing and learning as much as you can so you can just progress in your career.
And, of course, you work with the largest pieces of equipment out there.
Oh, yes.
And that's unique in itself. Anything else you want to add about the career field or the schoolhouse here at Fort McCoy?
I thank you for letting me have this opportunity to come up here, especially, you know, back home. It's, you know, we work on more of the older stuff, so... You know, here lately we've been starting to get some of the newer stuff, so we're starting to learn a little bit of both systems more and identifying the newer components and stuff like that. But really great instructors, really great environment. Leadership is really great up here. They take care of it. If we have any troubles or anything, they won't leave us behind. They'll set us down, they'll talk to us about it, take time out of their schedule after class, and, you know, explain it to you more if you need it. So it's really commendable, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
Commendable.
That's all we have.
All right, sir.
Thank you.